we have in studio Indecent Proposal, and they're setting up. Before we get started, let's introduce everybody. We have three members of Indecent Proposal from Duluth who have quickly become my favorite musicians. And so I'm their biggest geek out friend, and I just get to have them in studio with me. So let's introduce manager who's not singing today, but how I got hooked up with this, Terry.
Terry, I'm the manager and bassist of Indecent Proposal.
Sweet.
Oh, Jason Owen. I play guitar and make wine glasses.
Oh, are these yours? Yeah. Oh, they brought me wine glasses. How did they know? That's so awesome. And Jess. We're all J's. I guess I didn't even realize that.
I'm Josh. And that's all you need to know.
And he's got a guitar and he writes a lot of their songs. So I know I've had you in studio before and you've explained what Indecent Proposal all came around. But if you can just say that real quick again for those who haven't heard your other interviews.
I would just say Indecent Proposal is just raw and authentic. We don't cater to any particular sound.
We do have catering, though.
We do have catering.
And wine glasses.
Yep. And wine glasses. we just follow the beat of our own drum. You know, if it sounds good, it's good enough for a decent proposal.
Sweet. All right. And you guys are doing gigs like all over now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to.
We're moving.
We're setting up a small tour out to Buffalo, New York here this fall.
Wow. That's so awesome. It helps to have like a promoter part of the band.
Yeah.
Terry doesn't miss a beat, man. He's all over. He knows what's going on.
Yeah, we just finished doing that Valentine's Day gig, and then somebody just wanted to book us for a wedding yesterday for the summer. So. Yeah.
Sweet. All right.
I'm not wearing a tuxedo. They do know that. I will keep my shirt on.
Okay.
We are also working on our first album, which will come out later this year.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very cool. Because right now your music is available basically online.
Yeah, we have streaming on all major platforms. And then we've got about 6 music videos out now on our YouTube channel. That's where a lot of people listen to our music. Anywhere you stream music, you can hear any of our last 6 singles. And then the album will probably have, I don't know, about a dozen or so. We haven't finalized the track list yet.
Is it going to be all your originals, or are you going to do any covers for that?
Oh, just originals.
Okay, sweet. Which are awesome anyway, so.
We may cover one of our own songs. But
you are so ridiculous. Okay, speaking of all this music, let's hear a tune.
We're taking candy from a baby. Right.
Okay, let's do it up.
Maybe I'll meet you on Jupiter. We could ride the sun to Mars. Maybe we should run away together to a city, blend in with the lights in the dark, because you glow and you make me glow. Right now that's all I know. You're saying you should go. We could put on a show. They never have to know. We'd probably lose control. Don't you wanna know? Maybe I'll settle for better weather when I'm all alone. Although I really don't mind the rain outside, as long as you're at home. Oh, and I just hope my songs would be enough to keep you from leaving. So do you know another way to to say I love you, babe, or I don't have to sing it. Put on a shoe. They never have to know. We probably lose control. Don't you wanna know? Put on a show. They never have to know. We'll probably lose control. Don't you wanna know?
Wow. Wow.
$5. Off it up.
Oh my gosh, worth way more than that. That's fabulous. So that's an original, obviously.
Yes.
And did you have part in writing that, Josh?
I did. I wrote all the lyrics about some stuff.
And what was the title of that one? It wasn't $5. Cough it up.
No, okay. It should be called that. No, though. No. It's called Glow. You can go listen to it and watch the music video. It has a tower in it.
Yes, I knew I recognized that. I've watched all your videos like a freaky fan.
I have actually also seen all of our videos.
That's awesome. So I wanted to ask you all because, you know, unless you like all grew up together or, you know, when your bands that each have their own portion that you contribute to this, how do you connect? Was it just like randomly meeting each other or what's the story of how you all got together?
I mean, it essentially was. I mean, it all started back when I started seeing Josh when he was playing an acoustic duo.
We weren't seeing each other romantically.
Not romantically. Okay. Not romantically.
He was just like showing up outside my house, rocks at the window, speaker overhead.
Yeah. Yeah. Playing obnoxious music in the middle of the boombox.
Yep.
She's running out of time. I hear it, man.
But ultimately, we just decided to link up after a couple years. And, you know, Josh, he said that he wanted to do an original act as opposed to doing cover music. And, you know, I said, hey, that's I'm all down with that. So we just started writing music. The first song we wrote together was Late in the Morning, and then we made a post on Facebook looking for a lead guitarist, and that's when Jason reached out to us and he said, "Hey, I really like your guys' music. You know, you want to jam sometime?" And we did. And I don't know, probably 6 months later, we offered the official position to Jason. And we have
no confirmation that he is a real person because no one had met him before that Facebook message.
Oh. So, yeah.
He could have just populated to be in the band. You know? Like, I didn't know him when he was in California.
Yeah.
Well, so what's your...
AI. I made that one.
He could be AI. He's
not. Trust us. He's right here. So what's your background that compelled you to reach out? And you obviously have played for a while.
Rescued from the country music scene.
Oh, you know, really?
No harm on Loretta Lynn. She ain't from around here.
Okay.
Michelle's heart just broke.
We'll fix it.
Really released for time, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay, there you go. And so just a change of... Yeah. So that's not where your passion really was or your...
That's not where anybody's passion is.
Hey, now.
Not the performers. They get a check.
They get a check with that slide guitar. I'll go home and cry later.
In your pickup truck, in your doll.
Yeah, my pickup truck, I'm going to cry. I'm going to wait for my wife to leave me. Shit out of here. Yeah.
So how long have you been with the band then since you were released?
Years now? Probably 2 years, I'm guessing.
Okay, because you guys are really, really new.
Yeah. Three-year-old band.
Yeah. Three-year-old band.
Right, and you've played in Two Harbors a few times at the Moose and
Two Harbors Street Dance.
At the street at dance. The
Half Dome or whatever you guys call that stage.
Tipsy Mosquito.
Oh, you have been there. I missed that one.
The American Legion, the Moose Lodge.
Yeah.
Pretty much everywhere but.
We haven't played the Harbor Rail Club, I don't think.
Yeah, everywhere but the Harbor Rail Club.
You guys would slam that play. Have you been in there?
No.
You'd have to
Jason's
tone it down to Tish.
There, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to bring a full drum set in there with a huge PA, and they just, she's just the
and
notes.
And your lights, bring the semi and everything. So do you all perform individually then too, solo?
These guys do.
Okay.
Jason does the most.
Okay.
For sure.
That's, That was so refreshing at the Valentine's dance to hear. I hadn't just heard by yourself. And like and the way that you guys like tag teamed on each, I'm like, I am so
it's nice to give the audience a different look.
It's like a cage match.
Yep. It was. It was awesome. So speaking of music, let's get back to it here. What do you got for us now?
We're gonna play a cover song now. We're gonna play a song that everybody's gonna recognize. It's one of our favorite bands, Alice in Chains.
Okay.
Hope you paid the fee for this one, Michelle.
Oh, we're on top of it. Thank you, funders, for supporting local community radio.
It's all right. Hands are bruised from breaking rocks. day and something hits me oh so cold. You find me sitting by myself, no excuses that I know.
I really have to go to work. I want to sit here and listen to this all morning. Oh my gosh, that was fabulous.
Just change all our plans. We'll just stay.
Yep, exactly. We're just going to preempt our next couple hours of music. And no, I really appreciate you guys getting up early, making the drive down here to Two Harbors, and sharing your amazing love of music and talent as well.
So, for anybody listening later, it is 8 in the morning about, so.
Right.
That's how much I care about
it's not
you.
Later.
That's how much I care. Right, because this will be played again Saturday morning.
I came here before I fed the cat.
So oh,
early
my.
Early I'm here.
Wow.
Right? He's probably going nuts right now. Ruining something.
Oh, that's
whatever's
awesome.
Whatever's soft and nice and new.
So if listeners are interested in seeing where you are performing next or booking you for a gig, how would they do that?
You'd go to the website, www.indiep218.com, or all of our socials are just at indiep218, you know,
okay.
How the at thing works now.
Okay. Yeah, our demographics aren't quite into apps. Most listeners may not be understanding what you mean for that.
So the AOL symbol, type in the AOL symbol and then followed by the word indecent proposal.
All right.
Should get them on the right track.
But yeah, the website has a shows page, and that calendar on that shows page is updated first thing as soon as we book any show.
Okay, so. Sweet. And what's your next one coming up? Public?
It's going to be just down at RT Quinlan's on the 22nd, I believe.
Okay.
That's one of our regular spots that we play. They've cleaned it up quite a bit. It's pretty nice. They got a new sound system, and they got some new stuff down there. So come check us out if you're in the area there on the 22nd.
Sweet. All right. I want to go out with another fabulous song, but is there anything that we didn't cover that or talk about that listeners just really need to know?
I am retiling my floor. So I am pretty excited about that. And that's really all I got. So, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
That's what's going on.
Are you looking for volunteers to help?
No, I am not.
Oh, okay.
It's just what I got going on in my life right now.
Okay, sweet.
I got a ripped up floor and...
All right, sweet. How about wine glasses? Where can they...
Oh, yeah. PJ Precision Craft is the name of the company. And you can find us... you can't find us because we don't have any SEO at all.
But you can order the glasses on any of our socials, on our website, really anywhere that Indecent Proposal is online.
Right, and it's with your logo and etched in.
It's just pjprecisioncraft.com, actually.
Okay, sweet. So much talent going on in here, it's hard to keep track of.
So many websites.
Or you could just call me at the station and we can get you hooked up.
It's like .com era. Is that good for your listener, your demographic?
Yeah. They're actually listed on the screen on every one of our music videos.
Yes, so they are.
If you watch our music video, it has shop there, and you can literally order any wine glass, lowball glass, beer mug.
Glass. I guess I didn't realize what that was.
Yeah, Facebook was trying to get me to buy one the other night. Stupid as hell.
Oh my goodness, I learn something new every day. Indecent Proposal from Duluth, who have quickly become my favorite musicians.